The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Well, good morning, Washington. This is Eric Stewart. I'm your host every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. We have had an outstanding year, best year we've had in my career. And as a team, we've just gone through celebrating wonderful success for our sellers. And I so appreciate the endorsement recently of Dan Bongino, who has done so really just because he wanted to. This is essentially a courtesy he's extended to me because he believes in what I do. Dan has been a guest on this show in the past, going back to when he was running for Congress many years ago. Grateful for Dan and for Mark Levin, who both have given me the thumbs up. And so to have that kind of an endorsement, I feel a responsibility to do the very best for each one of my sellers. And a fiduciary duty is the conversation for today's show. What does it mean to give fiduciary duty to a home seller, and does it extend to all parts of the transaction, including what kind of lockbox you use and how showings are handled and improvements are made and contractors are brought in? And we'll discuss that today. But first, I'm happy to have Helen Flynn. Next week, Robert Garcia from my group will be joining us to discuss electromagnetic radiation. We have a home that backs up to one of those significant power line poles. And is there really a real negative effect on people who live in homes that back to power lines? I'll answer that question next week, so make sure you're here for that show. Helen, good to see you. How's everything going with your family?
It's going well, thank you.
Good. Congrats again on your incredible year. So,
been fun. Little allergies going on here, so forgive me.
Sure.
I was thinking about my sellers when they have a property on the market and people come and see it and then they don't hear anything more and they wonder what's wrong with my home. And when we do both sides of the equation, we hear what our buyers are saying. And I just want to reassure sellers sometimes that it's not your home. It's more about what the needs of the buyer are at that moment. And there are things that a seller can't do to please every buyer and not to be discouraged when people come back and say, well, it's not a good fit. And that may be exactly true. And that led me thinking that our needs change over the years, from the apartments to the houses to a bigger house to a smaller house, that our needs are always changing. So what is right for one isn't necessarily right for another. And buyers need to figure out what that is. And sometimes that's seeing a number of properties and then realizing, oh my goodness, this really wouldn't fit. I need four bedrooms, or I need three levels, or I can only do one level, whatever it happens to be. So it is a process. And sometimes it takes buyers a very long time to make a decision. And then there are others that make a decision the minute they see the house and say, this is it. I saw a clip of the bridal show on cable, I think, say yes to the dress. And all I could think of was there's that moment when the buyer says yes to the house, and we know that that's the right house for them. Then common sense comes in, and one or the other of a couple begins to look at the financial and the practical, but the yes is already a yes.
Wonderful. God, that's good. And that decision, the yes, getting to the yes is, I think for every sale in any kind of business, is what salespeople are looking to do, is bring a buyer or seller to the point of yes. And that's not to force them into that. That's to guide them through that process. What are the steps you're taking now to guide a home seller in the summertime to say yes to an offer that's maybe non-competitive, where maybe you're getting a little bit less than asking price? Are you seeing that a little bit or no?
I am seeing that, and I've been the last few months trying to prepare my sellers that it's not every market that has multiple contracts. It's not every house. It's not every price point. And that it depends on who wants to buy that house at that moment in time and what they're willing to pay for it. So it's very hard, especially if we agree on a price and 3 months later we're saying, well, we need to revisit this price because the market is different, circumstances are different all the way around, and we have to be willing to be flexible with that price.
Very good. You have a multiple contract scenario as a home buyer's agent. You and Shannon, your granddaughter, who's now a part of our group, you've written multiple contracts, now finally secured a home. What's the difference between 2 months ago and today on the buyer agency side?
Well, for one, we're seeing fewer buyers writing offers. I think there are many buyers that have dropped out of the market and said, it's just too crazy, I'm going to wait. And I think there's a little more realism in the market. Buyers are recognizing what they have to do to win an offer, including foregoing the home inspection, foregoing appraisal, foregoing financing contingencies. And those are all things that were absolute no-nos just a year or two ago. And now it's common, but it still makes everybody a bit nervous in the process.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Helen, anything else you want to throw in for today's show?
It's still a busy market out there. It's not in spite of 90-degree temperatures, it is a busy home showing, home buying market. And come on out. We're out here.
Fantastic. Reach out to the Eric Stewart Group, Long & Foster. You may be talking 1, 2, 3 different brokers. Just invite us in. Give us a shot to talk with you about your home sale. We've been securing the opportunity to work with home sellers who weren't successful, maybe expired unsold, which seems preposterous and strange in the market that we're in, right? But sometimes a home seller is too aggressive on the price, too unreasonable in the showing instructions, and sometimes the real estate agent is not working it well, and sometimes the market's strange. We just don't know until we actually sit with you to help you understand what happened, what's going to be different about working with us. So give us that shot now. Call now. It's a great time for us to meet with you over the next 2 months to get prepared for the fall market, when I think prices are going to be strong, even stronger than they are now. So 1-800-900-9104. That's our toll-free number here in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com and submit your name and information, and we'll get right back to you. Helen, great to have you on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you, Eric.
You got it. All right. So let's talk about fiduciary duty at this point. So fiduciary duty is the quality, the legal quality that we distress over when we think of financial advisors who might buy a stock or a municipal fund or something because somebody from a large wholesaler comes in, presents to that company, here's a great opportunity for you to buy a product. Plus, if you sell a certain amount of it, we'll send you to the Bahamas with your family. That broker then, you know, has to disclose to you that there's an incentive for them to sell that product to you, right? That's fiduciary duty. There's always got to be disclosure, disclosure, disclosure. Helen and I and our team, the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, have a very clear policy. We receive nothing from anyone for any referral that we make when we send money out to somebody who refers us to you. That's normal. That's called a referral fee. Somebody says, hey, I want you to work with my cousin who's selling her house in McLean and send me a referral fee. That's normal, right? Same thing. We might refer to an agent. We might receive something for making the referral. That's different. I mean, we don't refer contractors, photographers, anything. There's no hidden benefit or incentive to us as a group. We make what we make solely upon selling the property. Even though we might spend 2 years with you, spending the money to get our stager in, the consultation work, advise you on where you can put a dollar to get $2 back, when the best time is to sell the home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We list homes, and many times it's 8 months. Like right now, we are listing homes to go on the market in February. Want to take advantage of meeting with us to get the most amount of time and guidance for preparing for next year. You might say, oh, I'm not moving until next summer, so that's too early. Let me call you off of that consideration. 1 year from now, if you were to want to move out in July or even August, let's say, and we backed up our closing date to May or June, we would then be backing up our on-the-market date to February, March, or early April. So preparing now for market entry is the right. We're on the hip of the changeover right now. Market has quieted a little bit, though it's still strong, as Ellen was saying earlier. Demand is going to be good through the fall, and I think prices might be up. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper has an update on Medicare cons today. Stuart, what do you have?
Well, first of all, I want you to understand, it's not that Medicare is trying to con people. It's that there are cons out there who are using the name Medicare and claiming to be with Medicare or to offer a Medicare service. So be careful if someone tries to contact you or you're at an event where the people are handing out flyers and things, and they're offering free genetic testing kits. Now, of course, there are genetic testing kits, and they're very popular. Ancestry and 123 and all those other kinds of groups do it. And it's interesting to find out your history and what your own genetic tendencies might be. It could be helpful for your health. But if they're calling you up and offering it to you free of charge or offering it to you in that way, and then asking you lots of questions like, what's your Medicare ID number? And tell us about your personal health information. What these people really are they're stealing your Medicare ID in order to charge other kinds of things to your account. So don't let that happen. Don't fall for it. Even if you do get a genetic testing kit from them, alert the FTC about this because it probably is people engaged in fraud of some sort or another.
Read about it in the Beacon newspapers at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Thank you, Stuart. Good words. We'll be back with more of the Eric Stuart Group, Fiduciary Duty, and a wicked home sale right after this.